And welcome in, second hour, the 5 o'clock hour here on a Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. We're brought to you every day by Renewal by Anderson, your trusted window and door replacement expert. The better way to a better window, give them a call at 207-275-6622 or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Coming up in this hour, we'll get a look at the weather forecast for you. Check the sports headlines. Sean McAdam from Mass Live will talk Red Sox with us. We'll check out the good, the bad, and the ugly, the calendar, and more. But up first in this second hour, we are happy to welcome back to the program a woman who has led a remarkable life. She's been a school librarian. She is a world traveler, a theater goer, an owner of Big Dogs, frequent diner at upscale New York City restaurants, and you never know where you're going to find her. She's got a pretty big birthday coming up as well. We're happy to welcome back Bea Franklin. Bea, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, I was telling you in the break there when your son, Ken, told us that this birthday was coming up. I said, well, we've got to get in line. I know that the big media outlets like WABC are going to get there first, but make sure we're on the list. June 30th is the big day, right?
That's correct.
100? How is that possible?
I don't know. I keep questioning myself also because I never expected to have such a long life. And it's been a pretty good life and a wonderful life.
Well, and part of that is, and I know sometimes when people are 100 years old, you often get asked, well, what's the secret of living that long? But to me, what's more interesting is, what are your secrets to making that life worth living? You managed to keep yourself very busy.
Well, first of all, my wonderful late husband kept me on the ball, I should say. He kept me thinking positively and doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I always loved travel. My parents and my brother and I traveled frequently during the summer months. And I just grew up that way, and that's what I like to do. And fortunately, I can afford to do it.
Now, do you even know how many countries you've been to over the years?
Well, no, I have never counted them up, but it's been a lot.
Well, yeah, and you continue to travel. I know you got to see a little yacht rock concert this past summer. You're always going to theater events, and what I hear, you may be making a trip to Virginia for some theater?
Yes, we have a friend who's an actor with a touring company, so he's going to be in Virginia, and we support the working actors, so we're going down to Virginia to see him. And we have lovely actor friends, and when they're in a show that we want to see, or just if we just want to go see them, that's what we do, my son and I. And Brittany, who is my, I don't know what she wants me to call her, she's my constant companion. So we travel wherever the touring company is, and that's where he is this month, I believe. So we get to see cities and states we've never been to before. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, and when it comes to some of the remarkable entertainers you've seen over the years, I love this one. Can you tell us what it was like on your 18th birthday when you saw Frank Sinatra with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra? Was it on the roof of the Astor House?
Astor Hotel. Yes, it was the roof of the Astor Hotel, where they had dinner, and I don't think there was dancing. I don't recall, but I don't believe there was dancing. There was just dinner and entertainment of the Dorsey Orchestra. And they introduced Frank Sinatra, and he got up and told us that his wife had just had a baby who, if I recall correctly, was Nancy. And it was very exciting to be there and hear that. Especially, he wasn't known at all in those days. And to realize that we had seen him when he was making his entrance into the world of music. And it was very interesting. afterwards to be able to tell. I saw Frank Sinatra on his first appearance.
Wow. And then you and your husband, Jerry, after he got out of the service, you love to entertain at your home on Long Island, and so many guests visited there. You told us about Rocky Graziano being there, members of the New York Rangers as well.
Yes.
Those must have been some wonderful times.
It was always a lot of fun. They were interesting people, especially Rocky was really, nothing stopped him. I don't know if I told you the last time I spoke to him, but one time on a Sunday when he came to visit us here in Lawrence, my car, I had had a flat tire one day before his visit, and my husband managed to get a not matching tire. So Rocky came that day, and it was a car identical to the car that I owned. And he looks at my car, he says, "What's with that tire that doesn't go with your car?" So I told him what happened. And he said, "Well, you know the car that I have now? I'm going to take, it matches, it's the same as the car you have. I'm going to take off one of my tires and change it with that tire because I don't like to see your car without the matching tire." He didn't tell us until he changed the tires that the car he had was leased. It wasn't even his.
That's a wonderful story. We're talking with Bea Franklin here on Downtown, her 100th birthday coming up later this month. And we talked a little bit last time you were on about your family and your dad, Jack, who was one of the original Pep Boys, along with his brother, Mo. What was that experience like as a young woman watching that business grow?
Well, first of all, that was in Philadelphia, and we moved from Philadelphia when I was 9. But before, when we were still living in Philadelphia, they used to have a New Year's Day parade called the Shriners, whoever they were, paraded down the Main Street, which I think was called Wall Street, but I'm not sure, certain about that. But they had a Pep Boys that was on the Main Street, and the parade went up Main Street, so my uncle and his children and my father and I used to go to the office, which was on top of, which was on the roof of the first store that they had ever opened. But we went there to watch the parade, and it was, I was brokenhearted when we moved to New York and we couldn't go to see the parade anymore. But that was a nice experience. It's a nice memory. I live on memories. Someone once said, "You tell great stories," and I said, "No, stories are made up. Memories are from the real thing," and that's what I have. I have a lot of memories. Fortunately, my memory for other things don't tell me to go to the grocery store and get something because by the time I'd get there, I'd forgotten it. But my memory for the past is very good, and I love my memories.
Well, you remember the important things, right?
Yes, I do. I remember the important things.
I wanted to ask you as well, too, about your overall outlook. Like anybody who has lived a long and fulfilling life, you've dealt with some health struggles through the years, but how have you been able to embrace life, and what's the key, again, to enjoying yourself at any age?
I guess what my husband told me to do is to think positively about everything. Nothing can really get me down. Well, some things can get me down, but not hold the grief. I never hold the grief. I never let it linger for a very long time. I believe that's the way I am. I try to be. And my thing is, my husband used to tell me, enjoy life. You only have one life. You may as well enjoy it as much as you can. And that's what I try to do. And that's why my son is making me a party for my 100th birthday. And I'm looking forward to it because, first of all, my son makes it a big secret, so I don't know who's not coming or who is coming and whatever. But it's always a fun evening. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a very funny story if you have time.
Oh, of course we have time. You know it.
At one of the dinners that we had several years ago, and I always get up to make I don't call it a speech. I make just talk to people. And I said to them, I greeted them, and I said, I had just become 90, and I still have all of my marbles, and everybody laughed. But I had purchased a bag of marbles that I was going to bring with me that evening and forgot them.
Oh.
So the following year, I said, to you who were here last year, and I said, I have all my marbles, here they are, and I showed them a bag of marbles. So they had a good laugh.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, well, you definitely have all your marbles. You are on top of things, and it's so wonderful. Now, I have to ask you about this before we let you go. Ken said that you've been in the same house and have had the same telephone number since 1958.
That's correct.
Wow, that's the year I was born. The only thing I've got since then is all my toes.
Well, that's good.
I'm hanging on to those.
Yes, we moved in, we got the phone, and that's it.
Wow.
Still have the phone number.
Well, B, it is wonderful to talk with you once again. We so appreciate you making some time in this month of celebration for us. We wish you the happiest of birthdays. I know it's going to be a wonderful celebration, and hope we can catch up with you next year before the next birthday rolls around.
I would love it. Just tell Ken that I'm in reserve.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, B. Be well.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for calling.
That is the Queen Bee, Bee Franklin, with us here on Downtown.